USA News. I'm Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are waking up freezing today as another Arctic blast is in the eastern half of the country. Wind chill alerts stretch from Montana to Florida with freeze warnings in effect across the South and Gulf Coast. Folks in the Great Lakes and Northeast are also cleaning up after lake effect snow. Overall, nearly 60 weather deaths have been reported across the United States in the last week. Forecasters say highs in the eastern part of the country should start creeping back above average starting on Tuesday. President Biden is continuing to blame Congress and not his policies regarding the ongoing border crisis. During an annual winter conference for U.S. mayors at the White House, the administration faces pressure to send more federal resources.
Over and over, I've asked for resources to step up action at the border. In October, I asked Congress to fund for funding that would add another 22,000 additional border agents and officers, hundreds of new immigration judges to make the judgments on the spot, a new detection equipment to stop fentanyl from coming into the country.
The Biden administration is forgiving nearly $5 billion in student debt for around 74,000 Americans. The White House saying more than half of the borrowers eligible for the debt relief are teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others who worked in public sector jobs for more than a decade. It's the latest rounds of debt cancellation since the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's sweeping student loan forgiveness program. Israel has discovered an underground camp that at one point held around 20 hostages. It was found at the end of a kilometer-long booby-trapped tunnel in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military describing the holding area as having five narrow rooms behind metal bars, toilets, mattresses, and even a drawing by a previously freed child hostage. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The New Hampshire primary is days away, so candidates are pushing for last-minute votes. While President Biden is not even on the ballot, Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips from Minnesota shares why he thinks he should win and why he got into the election on Fox News.
70% of our country does not want a Biden-Trump rematch. So why are not more Democrats running for president? That's why I'm here.
President Biden is facing historically low approval numbers. The administration is holding out hope that a peace agreement can be reached in the Middle East. USA's Corey Myers has the details.
President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they do not want the president using a certain phrase.
You know, when you use the phrase river to the sea, it speaks basically to the mantra of Hamas, and in their manifesto, where they basically describe the geographic bounds of what they believe to be Palestine. And if you look at it on the map, if you go look at the four corners that they describe it, it's basically the state of Israel. They just don't believe it should exist.
The comments come after Netanyahu rejected the idea for a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza is over.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.